Friends in Christ, grace be unto you and peace from our risen Lord and Savior. Amen. The Word of God from 1 John, the third chapter, especially the first part of that reading, St. John writes, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure." This is God's Word. Please be seated. One of the familiar rituals of having a child, a baby, is that parade of relatives that looks into the face of the baby and tries to figure out who he or she looks like. Oh, those eyes are so pretty. I think those are mother's eyes. Oh, I don't know, though, but if you look at the nose and the cheekbones and around the chin, you know, I don't know, I think he looks a little more like his dad. And everyone throws in their 2 cents on this great, yet unanswered riddle. What will this child look like? Or who will this child look like? And St. John seems to be kind of curious about these things, too, except that he's not interested in whether the baby is going to look like mom or dad. John is thinking about you and about what you and I are going to look like for all of eternity. Again, he says in verse 2, "Beloved, we are God's children now." That's been settled at the cross. Now we are His children. "But what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we will see Him as He is." And with these words, John piques our curiosity. And we want more from him. Tell us more, John. Give us some more revelation. What does that mean that we're going to be like Jesus? And that's not a question about the shape of the eyes or of the nose when we're in heaven. Although, if I'm going to get this resurrected body back, you know, a little bit off the proboscis would be nice, and maybe get some of that hair back for all of eternity. That'd be kind of nice, too. But that's not what we're asking. To ask, what am I going to look like, is really to ask, what does eternity look like? And that's a question I'm afraid that we can't answer in as much detail as you would probably like, and as I would like. And even in this life, we know that time often does not bear out our predictions. You think about the face of a baby and your best guess as to what that child will look like, but as that baby grows, he takes on different characteristics, and as the body matures, he changes, or she changes. And most of the time, a baby's face gives us only very scant clues about what is going to be revealed over time. And that's true for us as Christians, too. Paul reminds us twice in his first letter to the Corinthians that the future is obscure and bleak to us. Not bleak, but it's shaded to us. We don't see it. It's veiled. Paul says in chapter 2, verse 9, "No eye has seen, no heart has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him." And again in chapter 13, he says, "Now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we shall see face to face." Here we have only a vague glimpse of what will be revealed on the day when Jesus Christ comes again. And the work that God began in us in our baptism and through Christian faith is brought to its completion. As much as we want to know and to predict what the future is that God is unfolding for us in Christ, we are limited by the fact that we live in an earthly world and in a mortal frame. And when we try to look ahead at what will be, even with the help of revelation from God's Word, we can only see vague images. But that is enough. Because what sustains us in this life is not some perfectly clear view of what the future holds for us. What sustains us is the promise and the presence of Christ, who is with us even now, who has made us His children now. God has restored us to Himself through Christ. He has marked us as His own through Christ in our baptism, despite the sin that still clings to us. And we know it clings to us. But He says, you are the children now. This gospel is enough. The eternal future may be vague, but our hope that God will do this in us is not vague. It is crystal clear. The promise is sure. We shall be like Him. So the central message of John is not to tell us exactly what we're going to look like. His message is to remind us what Jesus looks like as the one who has preceded us in resurrection glory. Once again, he says, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And that's it. That's all the detail we get. There are no details about whether in our glorified state we are going to have back those prime 19 or 20-year-old bodies, that we are going to be some kind of an idealized version of ourselves, like, you know, Adonises and Greek statues, or whether we're going to forever and ever be the age that we were when we died. I have those questions from time to time, and we just don't know. All I know is if we're going to be the age we are forever and ever when we die, you know, if that's the age we're going to be forever and ever, put me down now before it gets any worse. So many questions that we have about what will be and what we will be like. God does not explain all of that to us. He gives us enough to whet the appetite. But He does not give in to our demands to know all of the answers. Instead, He points us to Jesus. We shall be like Jesus. It is enough to see Jesus. Because when you see Him, you see your own future. The prophet Habakkuk also sought detailed answers about the future, but here's what the Lord said to him. He said, the vision awaits its appointed time. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Behold, the righteous shall live by his faith. God never said, I'm going to give you all the answers, otherwise faith wouldn't be needed anymore. We live by faith. Fullness of life with God does not mean that we have all the answers, but it does mean patient confidence in God as His work in us unfolds in His time and to His conclusion. There is a man who bills himself as the Jesus painter, and he has been at a few of the LCMS youth gatherings. It's very fun to watch. I did a YouTube search for him, and if you have some time, look this up, the Jesus Painter, and watch one of his YouTube videos. He comes to an event in his jeans and in his T-shirts, and he has house paint and a large canvas, and with his hands in the paint and with a 3-inch brush, he begins to slap paint up onto the canvas, willy-nilly, it looks like. Ugly splotches of paint here and there and a swipe of the hand here, and it doesn't look like much at first. But before long, an image begins to emerge. The face of Jesus. And no matter what he paints, no matter how he starts, no matter what it looks like at the beginning, no matter how ugly or haphazard it looks, it always comes out the same. In the end, it's the face of our Lord Jesus. Your life is like one of those paintings in its early stages. And I know that God's work in your life right now may seem willy-nilly and random and sometimes even downright ugly. And why your life has to be painted in a certain way and in certain shades and with certain strokes, and my life gets painted in a different way, I can't say for sure. But I do know this. That the end result of God's painting upon your life is always to imprint the image of Jesus upon you and me. As St. John says, it is the purpose of God to make us like Jesus. And Paul said the same thing in his letter to the Romans. He said, we are predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. And if that conforming to the image of Jesus Christ is God's end goal for us, doesn't it stand to reason that he is already beginning to do that work in us right here and now? Now that we are God's children? Friends, whatever God is doing in your life, no matter how ugly or random or willy-nilly it may seem to you, be assured that his great purpose behind all that he does in your life is to imprint upon you the image of his own Son. And as he does so, more and more the old you is disappearing. And the new you is looking more and more like Jesus every day. Until at last, when people look at you, they'll say things like this. Look at his eyes. Why, those are the loving eyes of Jesus. And those ears, I recognize those ears. Those are the listening ears of the one who has invited our prayers. And look at her mouth. She has the gracious mouth of the Lord. And those hands? Why, those are the serving hands of the Savior. Why, more and more, she is looking like Jesus. And in that sense, what we will be one day is already starting to take shape. We're already starting to look like Jesus more and more. We should. Just as he is pure, John says, we purify ourselves. And we put off that old way of life. Just as he is righteous, we practice righteousness in our lives. Just as he is loving, we love one another. Oh, I know we are far from a completed work at this point. But we are all shaping up to be real masterpieces. And when the time comes, we will be just like him. For the time being, if you feel dismayed about what God is doing in your life, remember, you're not the painter. God is the painter. And the masterpiece that he is painting was never intended to be a montage of your hopes and dreams and desires. He has something bigger in mind for this canvas. He is painting onto your life the image of his Son. And yes, just as his Son suffered, it may involve some hard times as he paints your life. But hang in there. You are a work in progress. As through the Word and the sacraments and your trials and your troubles, God is shaping you to look like Jesus. Maybe you don't see it right now. But for now, it is enough to know that we are God's children. Our future is dependent upon Christ. It is tied to Christ. It is revealed in Christ. And the day is coming when he will transform these lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. And every doubt that dogs us now will be a thing of the past. And all the sin that still clings to us will be gone forever. And finally, we will see ourselves as God sees us, looking like his only Son, in his glory and beauty, in his purity and resplendence. Now we can see all of this only dimly, as in a mirror. But then we will see face to face. And we shall see him as he is, because we will be like him. And that is very good news. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ until that day we see Jesus face to face and are like him forever. Amen.